Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
846, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, another season under his belt. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. It's king cake season. It's warm outside. You know, what is there to complain about?
There you go. And it's going to be a big press conference today. What is it that you think we can hear from, or we'll hear from Mickey Loomis and Kellen Moore?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because this is going to be the first year in a while that I don't think the GM is going to be asked whether he's going to fire the head coach or not, you know, that sort of thing. And so I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of more kind of an optimistic vibe around this team. And what I'm interested to hear, and I don't know if we'll actually get an answer to this, but, you know, how aggressive is this team going to be this year? Because, you know, I think every team kind of operates with timelines. And, you know, whether you want to call it a rebuild or whatever, I think that timeline does change when you feel like you have the quarterback to build around, right? Because I think it allows you to be a little more aggressive in free agency. It allows you to approach the draft a little differently. So, you know, that's stuff that we may not learn today. We may learn it down the line. But that's going to be the big story this offseason to me is just how aggressive is this team in terms of, do you continue to kind of unwind the salary cap, or do you kind of feel like you've done enough and you can kind of restock a little bit? But I think this team is where it wants to be, and we'll see how it goes from here.
Yeah, quarterback window is an interesting point because you got a guy that's not old, maybe as far as rookie quarterbacks go, relatively speaking, he's a little longer in the tooth than most rookie quarterbacks, but still a guy in the beginning of his career, and that's different than, say, if you got a guy that's got a year or two left in him.
Yeah, and I think that one thing the Saints are going to be able to take advantage of over the next few years that they just simply haven't been able to for the last, I don't know, decade, two decades, is a quarterback on a rookie contract, because that makes a difference. Like, look at what some of these quarterbacks are making around the NFL. Think about Tua Tagovailoa making $50 million a season and how difficult it is to manage a salary cap with a $50 million player at the top of it compared to some of the options that are going to be at your disposal when you consider Tyler Shuck's going to be making $2, $3, $4 million over the next 3 years, right? And so that's a very, very attractive place to be for a team And you don't have to, you know, you say getting aggressive. It's really not being aggressive. It's just taking advantage of what's in front of you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you look at the Seahawks when they had Russell Wilson on a rookie deal, and why were they so able to build that defense and retain the players? Because I think that's the bigger part of it, is not only are you able to be aggressive in free agency, but you're also able to be aggressive in retaining some of your players, right? You know, you have a lot of young players that you've drafted over the last few years that, you know, Alante Taylor is a free agent. Chris Olave is going to be a free agent after his option year. And, you know, these guys are going to want to get paid. And when you don't have to worry about that $50 million contract hanging over your head, at least for the immediate future, it makes those decisions a lot less impactful to your bottom line. So you're not going to have to restructure as many contracts. You're going to be able to clean up the cap as you're aggressive. And I think that's a huge part of it. And what's the most important is that Tyler was able to show enough this year that you feel like, okay, this is the guy you can build around. And it's really just a matter of developing him, developing the young players on your roster. And, you know, all these rookies that you played this year, like, that's an investment. Mm-hmm. You know, would you have won more games if you had gone in with a bunch of veterans? Maybe. But, you know, you look at a player like Quincy Riley, a player like Jonas Sanker, like, this is the worst they're going to be, mm-hmm. you know? And I say that in a positive way. Like,
I think
whatever
that's
you
a
saw
great
this
point.
Year, that's the baseline. Like, yeah. Players get better over time. They develop. That's why you invest in them. So I think, you know, a lot of these young players, like, you know, it only goes up from here, in my opinion.
All right, let me take a break. I think you're making some great points here about, man, bottom line, cleaning up the cap. Let's talk about what 2026 could look like and where the Saints are in trouble. Not necessarily in trouble with the cap, but where they could free up some money and what moves they would want to make to build a team around Tyler Shuck and around the defense that is emerging. We're talking to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, the big press conference at 11 with Mickey Loomis and Kellen Moore. We'll carry it live during Newell's show, and then we'll have Jeff and Steve Geller on. Talk about it as well. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:57, couple of minutes left with Jeff Nowak, who I think is making some great points about the quarterback window, if you want to call it that, and improving the Saints team. Jeff, everything with the salary cap is why I got out of accounting and changed my major in communications. I mean, I can't understand it. My mind doesn't work that way. But where would the Saints, I hate to use the phrase be in trouble, but where could they maybe free up some salary cap money to help build this team around Tyler Shuck and some of the defensive players you just mentioned?
Well, you know, the funny thing, and it's gonna, people might, you know, wring their hands about it, but guys like Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, bringing them back would actually save some money for this team from a salary cap perspective, because there's a lot of dead money, dead cap associated with their contracts. And when they're off the roster, you know, I think Cam Jordan would be, for example, an $18 million dead cap charge. So that's $18 million for a guy that's not on your roster. Now, you could probably split that over 2 years based on how you do it.
And look, if they can contribute, I'm not wringing my hands over anything.
Cam Jordan led the team in sacks this year. DeMario Davis led the team in tackles this year. DeMario set a new career high in tackles, 144. You know, Cam had 10, you know, I think it's his eighth or maybe seventh, 10 double-digit sack season. So, you know, it's funny, but like, it's going to be Cam and DeMario kind of approached this differently in terms of how they talked about it. Cam said, you know, he basically played for half off this season and he had all the incentives in his contract. He probably wouldn't agree to that again, but, you know, that's going to be an interesting decision to make, because those are the two guys on free agent contracts. Taysom Hill probably isn't back. We'll have to see. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be some options there to free up some cap space.
If you're going to get aggressive, where would you advise the team to look and fortify the Saints?
Interior offensive line, no way around it. I mean, you got to find a couple guards. You know, Eric McCoy will be back. Caesar Reese will probably be back, but that position, that part of the offense has been a problem for years, and they just haven't been able to shore it up.
Well, you'll be listening at 11 o'clock. We wish it was a press conference like back in the day with Sean Payton, where, man, we were tuned to every press conference for the playoffs, every this, every that. But there'll come a day. I'm confident. Thank you, Jeff. We'll be listening for you at 11 o'clock with Newell when Mickey Loomis and Kellen Moore have their press conference. We come back, we're going to talk to Natalie Hinkle, our friend, assistant professor and planetary astrophysicist at LSU, about President Trump wanting to put humans back on the moon before his term ends. Then we'll talk to Alyssa Curtis, a WWL reporter who's had some trouble. We'll talk about it.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.